I don't know whether you've noticed or not, but there seems to be a kind of explosion in the number of online services that are offering unmoderated or remote user testing. And this is something that you might want to consider. I want to make it completely kind of clear that I don't think unmoderated or remote user testing is a replacement for the kind of moderated type where you get to sit down in a room and test with real users and watch them do stuff. Because when you do that, you get to ask questions as they go along, and you can really kind of dig a little deeper into you know, what they're thinking and why they did what they did. However, I don't know about you, but when we've run usability testing in the past, occasionally we get people reject the testing because we've only tested, you know, 5 to 8 people or whatever. Now, we know from people like Steve Krug and Jacob Nielsen that actually, you know, how many people do you really need? You know, how many times do you need someone to fall over on the same problem before you actually know that there is an issue there? And actually, you don't need that many people, and that the return on investment is quite low. But in such circumstances, unmoderated or remote testing would work very well, because you can test considerably more people, and actually can be quite beneficial if the user has got specific tasks that they are trying to complete. The other good thing is that some of the services out there that provide this actually allow you to intercept real users on your own website and basically say, hey, you're doing something on your site. Would you mind if you did whatever you're going to be doing, but we record that and you give us feedback as you go through the process? And in return, we'll, you know, give you a discount or whatever else. So actually, I think it's quite an interesting idea, this whole principle of unmoderated user testing. And it's something that you might want to look into. But please, please don't let it replace face-to-face testing. Okay, that's about it. If you're looking for services that provide this, and this isn't the reason for giving this tip, but actually there is a service called What Users Do, which actually advertise on BOAG World. So if you look in the banner on the right-hand side, you will spot that. But this is not just pimping their service. I've just suddenly realised that we actually do have an advertiser that offers this service. Okay, there you go. Bye.